Welcome to the Boys and Girls Haven Happenings podcast, featuring conversations and stories designed to equip, mobilize, and encourage our community to support children and young adults in foster care. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of Haven Happenings.
Well, welcome everyone. I am Leslie Bratcher, and I'm the clinical director for Boys and Girls Haven, and this is our Haven Happening first-time podcast, Susan.
Wow, big stuff. I'm right. Susan St. Vrain. I'm the wellness specialist here. Glad to be with you all today.
Yeah, so today we are going to talk about why are we doing this podcast? What is hopefully the content that you're going to get out of this podcast and how to apply it, the content that we're giving. So this is, most of this material will be from our trauma resilient community framework that we use to help build a healthy organization. And then this specifically is about a tool that we have that's called the Self-It tool. And we are going to use it to help people in the organization learn how to deal with conflict appropriately.
That sounds good, because I've wondered what the Self-It means.
Yes, absolutely. So the Self-It, it's also known as the All Hands Meeting, is a tool to help deal with internal conflict in the agency. It's just a very simple, basic tool. It's safety, emotions, loss, and future. And you're going to go through each of those and ask particular questions that are already set out for you, as we have that in the handout, that are already set out to help everybody that is in that conflict feel heard and feel like they're part of the problem solving, that they're not, it's not just being dictated or not being overlooked. Because we're all about, you know, one of our seven commitments is democracy, and this is really one way to walk that out.
Do you have any examples of how to do that?
Yeah, so we did one last week or the week before, I can't remember, and it was actually about, we're, you know, building an arena in equine, and our cottages have had some damage to them. So some water damages, and we're down to one cottage with our residents. And really that, and knowing that we're building this brand new arena, it come to find out several staff members felt really hurt by that, because they didn't really, or maybe they felt unimportant, like we were caring about the animals more. So we did this. We walked it out. We talked about the safety issues, which, you know, and the emotions and the loss and the future. And I think Sarah, she's the one that kind of directed the meeting, and we all kind of got our emotions out there in a safe, productive way. And we really came up with a pretty good solution.
Sounds like you like this model.
I know that I do, because I obviously don't like conflict. But when I have a framework that helps me know how to do it, where everyone feels safe, heard, and it's productive, that's the biggest thing for me. So this is pretty productive, and I've used it like 3 or 4 times now, because I was really intentional here recently, because I felt like a lot of people didn't know, what is the Self-It? What are you talking about? How do we use it? And so I just started doing it, even though it was super awkward in the beginning, but I just did it, and it's become easier and easier.
So any of us can do that?
Absolutely. Anybody can use it. You can call an all-hands meeting or a Self-It meeting with anybody in the organization.
How do we get the information on how to do it?
Well, you can definitely reach out to myself or John Shear. He has these documents, or we can even send it out in an email.
That sounds great.
Yeah. All right. So I want to thank everybody for at least still being here at the end of our first podcast. And this is Leslie and Susan, and we will see you next time.
See you then.